Kia ora maina kia tātou i tēnei wāhanga o te ahiahi me pērā kei rā te kōrero. E ta mahi nei tāku kei kunei ngā whakātunga mana a ia e whakamohio tu kia koutou ko wai, and I would let her introduce herself. Nō reira, kia ora rā.
Kia ora. I'm Hiruriwa Tahoe. I'm the General Manager for Creative Northland, which is the regional organisation for the creative industries. We're based down in Whangarei, but we look after the arts and culture sector for the whole of the region, which is pretty awesome.
Ai, kia ora. Okay, I see you there sitting there with these lovely coloured envelopes. I tell you what, I'll just open it up and you can share with our listeners just what we're going through here. Oh, ka pai?
Ka pai. Oh, thank you for that opportunity. So look, on the 6th and 7th of September in Dargaville, there's going to be the Northland Youth Summit Arts Festival. This is a free two-day festival which gives 12 to 24-year-olds the chance to express their voices and stories in a medium that suits their interests and that can showcase their visions in a meaningful way. So there will be five innovative, creative workshops facilitated by experts in the fields of music production, digital film and video, mural design, performance and theatre, and 3D projection mapping. So these are immersive workshops. We'll be focused around the theme of our voices, our stories, which is inspired by the very reason Northland Youth Summit was developed, to be a platform for Northland youth to develop the confidence to speak up about issues and matters that are of interest to them and their communities. Because sometimes we don't always get to hear about the youth voice, but when we do, to be able to use creativity as a way to express themselves means that perhaps we may just stand up and pay attention as an adult. Anyway, these workshops will be led by five influential facilitators. We've got actor-director Christopher Graham, he's a drama teacher, along with Jess Collins, who's in theatre. We've got the music tutor, Paul Matheson, and Otium lead singer, Jesse Samu, for music, which is pretty awesome. We've got, coming from North Tech, we've got visual arts tutors, Faith McManus, and painter David Sarich for mural and paint. And then, of course, from Kaikohe, we've got the founders of ARCO, Anna Hiramaya and Ruby Watson, and Hans Kim from Mass, who will be doing the 3D projection mapping. Last year, some of the Northland's youth, especially from up here and far north and from Kaitaia, participated in the Projecting Youth Futures in 3D workshops that are held at the REP Centre. And so they'll be there showing some of the work that we captured into 3D digital imaging that can be projected onto sides of buildings. So the aim with all this work, when we finish the Northland Youth Summit over in Dargaville, there'll probably be around, we're aiming for around about 60 youth to come and participate. We're targeting schools like Kaitaia College, the Charter School up here, anyone actually from 12 to 24 who wants to be part of something different.
Wow. You know, there's, strangely, you actually talk about something like that. I just finished talking with Hami Piripi, and I think it was along the same lines.
Good. I'm glad.
Oh, absolutely. And it was wonderful. Okay, to me, the key question you've said, targeting the schools. How about youth that have just left school?
Yeah, targeting youth who just left school is good. So there's that component of, so we've got 12 to 24, so that's a big area.
Aye.
But if we look at 18 to 24, they're the ones who potentially have just come out of school looking for something different to do. Perhaps they're not quite too sure what they want should be doing themselves. And if they are creative, this could be just what they require, just the stepping stone for them to say, hey, you know, I enjoy visual art. I really want to find out a little bit more about 3D. Who do I go to? And that's what our mentors are there. And perhaps those 18 to 24-year-olds, and you know, who come along, may be able to, you know, support the younger ones that are there as well.
Cool. Next question. I don't like calling a question. Or next part of our historical journey for our children, our youth, eh?
Yes.
How do they enroll? What's involved? Where or who with?
So if you go online to www. creativenorthland.com, you'll see an icon there that says Northland Youth Summit. Click on that icon and it'll take you through to a registration form. I'm going to leave a registration form here with Te Huku today. You can also too pick up registration forms from Te Ahu Centre. Just ask for Aya at the reception and she'll be able to give you some forms. Basically, register online. If you go to Kaitaia College, there'll be registration forms up there. We'll drop some registration forms off at the REAP Centre as well. The closing date for applications is Friday, the 18th of August.
Wow. Oh, that's really awesome. Okay. And where do they go? How do they participate? You're saying that your next huihuinga is going to be in Dargaville. Say we're referring to youth around here that will not have vehicles. Is there some sort of vans they are able to actually hook up with or even contribute towards for travel so they're able to get there?
Look, we've been really lucky to get funding from all three Far North District Council community boards. So Te Huku Community Board has contributed to the transporting of youth down to Dargaville, as has Bay of Islands Whangaroa and Kaikohe Hokianga Community Boards. So I'm really grateful to all our three community boards to be able to give us the funding to be able to transport those youth for exactly that reason, because to get to Dargaville, you know, we know that transporter can be costly. Mum and Dad might not be able to take them down there. So we'll be organising the transport, which is free. Is the festival free for you to come down?
I like that part of Mum and Dad. However, it's grandfather and grandmother.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Aunties and uncles, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Extended whānau. Yes.
That is so awesome. Nō reira e te tamahi ne e ko pātei ne mihi atu nei kia koe. Nō reira kia koutou e pāpā taringa mai nei whakarongo ki āna kōrero, ka whakahoki atou mana te kōrero mutunga. Kia koutou e whakarongo mai nei, nō reira tēnā koutou, kia ora mai no tātou. I will give the last kōrero as to yourself. How would you really like to encourage these youth to be a part of what you've got here?
I would really like to encourage youth, especially our Māori and our Ngā Māori students, to come together to collaborate and to share in something that is different. Sometimes we just don't get the opportunity to actually put our ideas forward in a way that enables us just to have voice. If you want to have voice and you really got something you're passionate about, then this is it. It's all about enthusiasm. So if you want to be enthusiastic, come along. Come and be motivated. Come and be excited by something. You know, don't stay at home on the couch watching TV. Bring yourself and your mobile phone and come and do something. You know, because whatever you do is a legacy project. At this young age, you want to look back on something and say, I was part of that.
Okay, and now just introduce yourself again and we'll see, catch up with you later.
Okay, all right. Henry Wataho, General Manager for Creative Northland.
Nō reira, kia koutou e whakarongo mai nei, ko pā tēnei e mihi atu nei, tēnā koutou, kia ora mai no tātou.